98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
Publicly, nobody on the Cardinals is going to talk bad about Kyler Murray because voluntary workouts are voluntary, because they aren't that important. Except J.J. Watt is there, Buda Baker is there, it seems pretty important to them, and for a team that's going to miss DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games, for a team that crab staggered to the finish line and flamed out in the playoffs, Murray's absence is something that could have been avoided. Now, Murray is partially responsible. As much as he's tried to make nice lately, restoring his Instagram account, dropping off a check at charity functions, going to the UFC Phoenix with teammates, he's also being somewhat duplicitous. I mean, he vowed he was 100% committed to giving the Cardinals his very best. But if that were true, wouldn't he be here now, trusting the team will ultimately make good with him? He surely could use the reps and the chance to lead, the chance to make his own statement of sacrifice to others. But the truth is what the truth has always been. Murray wants the money, does not matter from whom. But the Cardinals are playing a far more dangerous game. If they're going to pay him, as so many NFL insiders insist, why haven't they? Is it clapback for all the firestorm drama Murray's agent caused a few months ago? If so, the Cardinals are letting their emotions get in the way of their business, and that's not good. It's also so Phoenix, a world where the Diamondbacks part ways with Max Scherzer and Paul Goldschmidt because they can't afford it, where the Suns might break up a young core of talent because they can't afford it, where the Cardinals might have sticker shock with a player who has twice flirted with an MVP award. I am so sick of miserly shenanigans and the can't afford it-itis that has too often lowered the ceiling on all of us Valley sports fans. So memo to the Cardinals, pay that man-child his money, and let's all live a little.